Hallelujah. And he will be there when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come. What he's called the Spirit. Keep saying it. Spirit of Truth. So that's who we're going to let teach us. That's who we're going to follow. See, man the one come up with these denominations because they got to arguing and couldn't agree, and couldn't walk in love. And so they split up and they say, I'm gonna be this and I'm gonna be that. No, we're gonna be what Jesus said for us to be. His children, walking in love. Get rid of your issues and receive the truth. And stop flying off the handle, getting hot-headed and run off and doing something. Anytime you do something out of anger and hot-headed, it's going to wind up coming back hurting somebody, and most of you. Come on. You ever made a hot-headed decision and come find out it blew up in your face? I know, because maybe all of y'all done right. I know I have. Yeah. And that's where this stuff come from. It's time for us to get together with the Holy Ghost and let him be in us who he wants to be. And let us submit to him and stop running scared of all this stuff. You listen, I don't care who you are. And some people get upset when you say it like this, but you got to tell the truth. You shouldn't be afraid of anything. I shouldn't be afraid of anything. I have to deal with fear. Fear come at you trying to take over and tell you this is the way you are. This is the way you're. I have to deal with the stuff for childhood stuff. No, I'm not going to let you rule me. Come on, y'all.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So he's the Spirit of Truth. So since he's the Spirit of Truth, what will he do? He will guide you into all truth. What will he do? Guide you into all truth. So let's spend some time with the Spirit of Truth. It'll change your life, brother and sister, if you learn to hook up with what God is doing. It's kind of, when you have developed habits that you got from tradition and stuff that religious folks taught you, there's some things my parents taught me was the absolute truth. Thank God for. But you got to be wise enough to eat the hay and leave the sticks.
Amen.
You can't swallow everything that's thrown at you.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. You just can't do it. You got to be wise. You got to be wise enough to know what is right. And the Spirit of God in you will teach you if you listen to him. And when you get some habits, and I'm just going to do it because my mama said do it. It may be wrong in that area. And like many of you, it's going to change your life when you wake up and learn how to come together and pray.
Amen.
I'm telling you now, if you'll wake up, and it'll help you and it'll help us. And we don't want you to be left behind. And see what people, the mistake people make, because everything is going fine right now. But you don't see what's down the road, but I'm getting ahead of myself, but the Spirit of God wants you to know ahead of time so you can turn it around or stop it, period.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Because he's the Spirit of Truth. He won't lie to you.
Amen.
And you have to learn how to get your, we're going to deal with this. Well, you have to learn how to get your mind out the way. I'm working on mine because that joker keep trying to get in my way. Mm-hmm. Get it renewed so it won't be a problem. Keep causing problems. Interfere with your hearing on the inside of you. About your feeling, what somebody said, what they thinking. Oh, man. Whew. No, shut up. I'm going to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. So he will guide you. Now look what he said. He will do what? Guide you into all truth. For he shall not what? That is, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, whatever he hear the Father says, whatever he hear Jesus says, that's what he's going to speak. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, keep going. Hallelujah. That shall he speak. What are you going to speak? Whatever you hear the Father says, and whatever you hear the Son say of Jesus. That shall he speak. And number five, that was number four. And number five, and he will do what? Oh my goodness. He will show you things to come. Wouldn't you rather know about something ahead of time? Couldn't you prepare for it? All right. Let me give just a little example. They text us and call us, the gas people. Said, we are booking gas from now to the end of August, which is this is the last day. If you didn't book in, you're too late. How did I know ahead of time to book some gas? Those people from that company called me and told me. Didn't they do it? So we had the opportunity to take the advantage of the price they were booking. They'd be different when I was trying to buy it in September, buy it in December and January. They're going to be two different prices.
Yes, sir.
Right? And I promise you the December price is going to be higher than the August price. So they called me ahead of time to let me know that it's time to book it. So when time comes to get it in December, I'm going to pay, in other words, it'll be the same price to me that I got it in August. It won't be the price that it is in December. The Lord said, I will show you things to come. So when the situation shows up, I'm about to say something about the Holy Ghost now. So when the thing shows up, you already got it covered. Brothers and sisters, some things are coming on this earth that the world hadn't seen, you hadn't seen. But we're going to be like the people in the land of Goshen. And the world going to be like the people in Egypt. They're scrambling, trying to make it and trying to figure out what to do. Lying and all that stuff is not going to affect us. Because we know ahead of time. I said we know it ahead of time. And we said it, we change it. We want to. We do what the Spirit of God tells us to do. And so we're not bothered by it. See, why you don't go through life living a Christian life or living being a believer and just going through. You live. Don't just claim to be something. Be it. So when stuff show up, you already prepared. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me the next verse. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, he will show you things to come, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the next thing he will do? He shall glorify me. Jesus said, if I be what? Lifted up, who I'll draw? Tell me. He shall glorify me. Oh, glory to God. He's going to glorify Jesus and instead of all the disasters striking and taking over and messing your life up, you'll be floating and flourishing in the blessing and the freedom and the power of the Almighty God. Jesus be glorified. My life is filled with the goodness of God. For he, look what he will do. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. Look at that. For the Holy Spirit will receive of mine and show it unto you. Do you think he's going to show you disasters? Do you think he's going to show you how he's going to destroy you, how he's going to forsake you, how he's going to renege on you, how he's going to bail out on you? You think that's what he's going to show you? He will take what's mine and show it unto you.